Randy Jones is here, and we got a very special guest right at the start. Don Welke is here. He is the new Vice President of Scouting Operations for the San Diego Padres. That's the official title. Unofficially, he's the guy.
Well,
he is the man.
When you say scouting and operations,
scouting operations.
That runs the gambit, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Operations is kind of a broad term, isn't it?
Well, I think it's more the operation of scouting.
There you go. Very well said. Well said.
I like that, Don. Well, welcome to San Diego. Welcome
thank
to town.
You, thank
and,
you.
And thanks for coming to Social Hour. Talk us through maybe the decision you made this year to join A.J. Preller here with the Padres.
Yeah, well, you know, I've known A.J. for about 15 years now, from the time he was a entry-level guy over there with the Dodgers, and I guess it's well known now that we'd sit up half the night every night and talk baseball. And he's a guy that from day one had a feel for the game, had a love and a passion for the game, and shared my passion and love. And it was just, you know, it was just a great joy to see him matriculate and see him flourish and, you know, get to the point where he is today. And he's just a very bright young guy, and I think the easy thing would have been to stay at Texas and ride it out with a lot of prospects and a lot of, you know, situation there for the future, which looks good, really, once they get healthy and everything. But the interesting thing is to take another challenge in baseball from my aspect. And AJ, too, he wants a challenge. He's ready for the challenge. We want to bring a winner to San Diego, and that's our focus.
Well, professionally speaking, you've got quite the challenge.
We do.
Going here.
You know, but we can meet that challenge. We expect to, Randy.
That's
we really
awesome.
Do.
That's
we
great.
Really do.
That's the exciting part of it, and that challenge is what keeps you going as well.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no
just, doubt. You know, day in and day out, and you're watching, you know the wintertime. Going to be intriguing to
no
see
doubt.
What happens
and
what you can do to improve this ball club and the lineup. I know that you probably spent many hours already, you know, evaluating talent, watching the kids as much as you can, and some of the professionals.
Yeah. I think a lot of what we've done, Randy and Jesse, is we've had meetings with the pro guys. We have had meetings with the amateur guys. We've had meetings with the cross-checkers and the regional supervisors, and just try to get across the fact that we can't be beaten in scouting. We have to be there when others aren't, and we have to get players that others don't, and we have to be on the cutting edge and get things done, and we have to have that mindset. So our expectations have to be high. And if the expectations of everybody in the organization aren't that way, that's not good. We need everybody to have high expectations and make it happen.
And Major League Baseball seems to be trending to international scouting, you know, big time.
Yeah.
And that's a formidable part, as you see.
No doubt.
You know, a lot of our better – more talented baseball players are, you know, coming, you know, from other countries.
Yeah.
And so that's got to be an integral part of what you're doing.
No doubt. And that's one of AJ's biggest fortes. He's very, very well connected internationally. He's very well connected all the way around. But internationally, a lot of the focus is on knowing people, getting to the places others don't. And, you know, I guess just evaluation. Evaluation is the name of the game. And, you know, we've said that player development and scouting are the backbone of every organization, and a lot of times that's said. This time it's real. Sometimes it's real, you know. Sometimes it's just said. And that's where it's going to be. I mean, if we're going to be successful to the extent that we think we can be and give the fans what we think we need to give them, we need to have scouting and player development. Get it done.
Sorry about that. Don Welke is the Vice President of Scouting Operations for the San Diego Padres. Some of the stories have been told. You and A.J. Preller have been to a lot of places together looking for baseball players, looking for talent. If there was, and remember it's a family show, one story that might stand out above, you know, all the rest, or maybe two stories, because I can only imagine, and I mean that literally, I can only imagine some of the things you guys experienced and saw over the course of
or some
last
of the places
years.
You've been.
Yeah, well, we've been a lot of places, that's for sure. I don't know, the one story that hits me right between the eyes is when we went to Caracas, and we were on the corner up there at the, I guess, a little restaurant-type thing, and we were at the Grand Melia Hotel, which is about a block away and just down a little bit of a hill, and we were walking down there maybe about 6:30 at night, and all of a sudden I feel somebody grab me around from back, you know, grab both my arms and big guy, big strong guy, grabbed me, and AJ's right next to me, and they grab him too. Well, they didn't want AJ because he's wearing shorts. He's got no billfold. He got no watch. He got no nothing that they want. But they wanted me because I had a $20 fake Cartier watch, what they thought was a real Cartier watch, and I had a billfold in my back pocket. So there are two guys that grabbed me and took me on the side, and one guy got AJ and took him over there on the other side just to keep him away so he didn't help. And I don't know, I kind of was struggling with him a little bit. I figured I had to fight him for the scouts, you know, all the scouts back in America. I had to show him that we ain't scared, you know, kind of thing. So I don't know. Anyway, all of a sudden another guy comes up from the side that we hadn't seen. And he had a gun. And he take the gun like this, and he goes to AJ, get out of here with that gun. He got out of there. And I'm there with the two guys, and I'm still going, and I somehow got away and ran up there and got up to AJ on the corner, and luckily we came away from that unscathed.
Wow.
That's one story. The other story that hits me immediately is the Jurickson Profar story. When we went and see Jurickson at age 14, and our scout, Chu Halaby, was there, and AJ and I flew in. And, you know, he's good. He was a switch-hitting shortstop. He showed a good arm. He showed good hands and everything. And then he ran a 60-yard dash. He ran about 7.7. And, you know, you like to see about 7 flat. But he's 14 years old. So he said to us, what do I need to run? What do you want me to run? And he said, 7 flat or better. So he said, I'll run again. Then he runs 7.8. And he run, I'll do it again. I'll do it. 7.9. Again. He ran about 6 times. And he kept doing it and kept doing it. And, you know, then he got faster as time went on. And we were able to get Jurickson, actually, one of our his parents. We got to know his parents extremely well, his grandmother extremely well. And it was a fun thing, you know. And all those guys, Odor, everybody back over there, Elvis, Neftali, Adrian, Cliff Lee, Darvish, on and on. One of those situations and cases were fun. And we went the same in San Diego.
That's very exciting. Don Welke is here. He's on the Cholula Hot Seat. Got a couple fan questions that have come in on the Twitter for you.
Sure.
So we'll start with Todd. And he says, welcome, Don. When you say the cutting edge of recruiting and player development, what does that mean, he wants to know?
Well, I think, Todd, that means that we're have a little bit more foresight, or we have foresight. We look to the future. We look to create different things that others haven't done. We look to, you know, like, for example, the Blue Jays back when they'd started with Pat Gillick and everybody. We were one of the first teams to start with the Rule 5 draft, and we got George Bell and Kelly Gruber and a few guys like that. Now everybody does it. Cutting edge is getting our scouts to think about doing something special, coming up with ideas, getting groups together, not being normal.
Finding that next inefficiency, if you will.
Maybe the one thing, you know, draft these kids in that have the potential, and then you talk about development, you know, which is an animal all by itself.
Yes.
And creating that attitude, you know, when you first sign a young man that, you know, hey, we're going to go win a World Series.
Absolutely.
And we're going to play this game right, and there's going to be expectations
absolutely
on you to help us get there.
Right. And the first day that he comes into the player development system, we turn him over to the player development people. The player development people are already escalated when they see talent or skills that they can work with to make a guy more than just a normal guy. So they come in and they learn the Padre way from day one.
Awesome.
That sounds
great.
Don Welke is here. I want to get in one more before we let you go. I see we got a lot of little friends hanging out too. What's up, Boys
like
and Girls Club? Nice to see you guys here. Thanks for stopping by. But Don, you know, I know you saw, you know, Randy pitch. What would be the scouting report from Don Welke on the left-hander Randy Jones? You know, wait, now or then, what would we say in your words? You've seen a lot of baseball. You've scouted a lot of players.
Yeah.
Break down RJ.
Well, the first thing I'd say is that nobody that I've seen around here has seen him pitch.
That's right.
You know, you talk to anybody around here, you say, you see Randy? Do you know about Randy Jones? No. You know, I guess they're all younger than I am. But But, yeah, I remember Randy Jones very well. Tremendous changeup, tremendous sinker. They just beat the ball into the ground. He was fun to watch because he was a competitor, and he was durable. He threw a lot of games and a lot of innings, and he was the old-time, old-fashioned guy that just flat-out pitched. And that was it. Great sinker, great changeup, and very intimidating, really, because he wasn't intimidating with the fastball and all that. He was intimidating with the fact they just beat the ball into the ground.
Yeah. Worked nice and fast.
Yeah, worked fast, too, no doubt.
We like that.
And all the players always like a pitcher that works fast.
Hey, I remember that game 2 nights ago. We were saying it there with Cashner and Jerome Williams.
That was beautiful.
Hey, Don, really appreciate you coming by, spending a
few
minutes
with us.
Thanks,
welcome,
Don.
Welcome anytime. Anytime.
Thank you.
That's Don Welke on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Welcome to San Diego, Don Welke. We'll take a break, come back, talk about last night's win over the Phillies, and then Alexi Amarista going to stop by as well.